We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2205. And we had learned how Dinah was abducted. And Yaakov sent two girls to be with her. While Hamor and Shechem do not release her, those two girls from his home are there to really be her servants. And then Hamor and Shechem see the threat from Hamor's siblings, who protest the fact that they made a pact with Yaakov. And Hamor and Shechem say, "Don't worry, when we're healed, we'll take care of them." And when Dinah hears that her family is threatened, that really Hamor and Shechem plan on turning on Yaakov and her brothers, she sends word with one of these girls, she sends word back to Yaakov and the kids, "Hey, realize what's going on here." And then they got very upset. And Shimon and Levi promise, tomorrow at this time, there will be nothing left of that city. And that's exactly what they do. Shimon and Levi are 13 years old. And they go into the city. Remember, they were the doctors who performed the circumcision. So they were trusted. They come back into the city and they kill all the men of the city. And they take 85 women into captivity. Among them, there was a young girl. Shimon marries her. And they take 46 people as servants. The women also become servants. And they will remain servants to Yaakov and his kids until they leave Egypt. So this Midrash is learning that even in Egypt, the Jews had their own servants. These people from Canaan. So they execute Shechem, who is the prince, and his father Hamor. And Dinah, at this time, when she was abducted, was either 9 or 10 years old. Dinah was born when Yaakov was 90. And she is pregnant from Shechem. And she gives birth to a girl named Osnat. Now this, the Talmud tells us that in those days, and this is really something you can, if you do the math, you'll see it in the Psukim. In those days, girls could get pregnant at a younger age. The Talmud says it, but again, if you do the math in the Psukim themselves, you'll see it's that way. Shimon marries Dinah, and Dinah has a boy named Shaul, which is called in the Torah Shaul ben Akna'anit. That's a way of covering up what really went on here. Now, Dinah was 40 years old when she descended to Egypt. Yaakov was 39. Yosef was 39. When Yaakov passes from the world, Yosef is 56, Dinah is 57. After Yaakov passes away, 7 years later, she marries Job. Dinah is Eov's wife. And she is 63 years old when she weds to Eov, to Job. Yes. The Medrash says that Dinah lived a long life. Now this Medrash is obviously talking about Gilgulim. It says Dinah was the same neshama that married Shechem and Shimon, and Eov, and Naval, and David, and Turnus Rufus, and Rabbi Akiva. That's this Medrash. So that's, okay, so Shechem, Shimon, Eov was Dinah. Naval and David was Bathsheba. Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva, we know that Turnus Rufus had a wife who he sent to seduce Rabbi Akiva. And when Rabbi Akiva saw her, so Rabbi Akiva laughed, spat, and cried. And he laughed because he realized, he understood with his tremendous insight that she would ultimately be married to him. And that's exactly what happens. He spat because he was disgusted. She showed up without clothing. She was coming to seduce him. So that's what he spat at. And He cried because he foresaw what their end would be, where ultimately Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death by Turnus Raphus. But when Turnus Raphus, when Rabbi Akiva really proves that he is greater intellectually than Turnus Raphus, his wife leaves him. She converts to Judaism and marries Rabbi Akiva. She is Rabbi Akiva's final wife. So Turnus Raphus and Rabbi Akiva, that's the same woman. There is a medrash that says that when she was abducted by Shechem, she was already married to Eov, to Job. There are different midrashim over who she wed after she was abducted. Yashuv, who was the king of the city of Tapuach, heard what happened. And he couldn't understand how do two people take down a whole city. So he told his men, he told his nation, let's go fight the Hebrews. We can't let this happen. This is becoming a reckless country. People can just murder a whole town. We have to go and fight them. And his advisors said, you're not going to win. So he said, okay. He summons the other kings of the Amori, the neighboring cities, and he says, join me. Let's annihilate Yaakov and his children. And they gather seven kings of the Amori. They have 10,000 men with their swords. And Yaakov hears this. So he turns to Shimon and Levi and he yells at them, what's wrong with you? Look at what you did to me. They're coming here to attack us. 10,000 men. What are we going to do now? And this is where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, next time.